Unit 1. Reading. Exercise 3. Three people. Three places. The same passion. A. Isla from Seattle, US.
I remember exactly how I learned about the Purple Store. It was on a rainy Saturday 2 years ago. I was at home and I felt bored. I Googled some interesting things I could do in my hometown, and one of the places that came up was the Purple Store. Well, I'm not a fan of shopping, but the reviews were great, so I went to take a look. Wow, I loved the store the moment I walked inside. It wasn't big, but it was full of all things purple. From clothes and accessories to games and cosmetics. I tried on some purple hats, but what I really enjoyed was taking photos of the shop. I felt inspired. I took over 100 photos with my phone, and I think that's when I realized I wanted to take a course in photography.
B. Rafael from Lisbon, Portugal.
I love posting my photos on social media. I don't take selfies, but I use my phone to take photos of original-looking shops. My favourite is the Lello Bookshop in Porto. It's an amazing bookshop with a cool store design from 1906, and it's a great place for Harry Potter fans like me. There's a story that when J.K. Rowling worked in Porto as an English teacher, she used to visit the bookshop, and that's how she found inspiration to write her Harry Potter novels. Actually, it was just enough to see the staircase to feel like we were at Hogwarts. People love it for its book displays and amazing architecture. One thing we didn't like, though, was the long queue. It took us ages to get inside, and the place was full of other people wanting to take photos.
C. Huy Yen from Thai Binh, Vietnam.
Cafes are my favourite places to photograph. So, a year ago, when my class took a trip to Hanoi, I knew where I wanted to go. The Note Coffee. Our teacher agreed to take us there, and she had fun too. The cafe is famous for its coffees, especially the original Vietnamese egg coffee. Teas, sweets, and its colourful sticky notes left by visitors from all over the world. We had a snack and then took our time to read some of the messages. There are 4 floors of them. It takes some time to visit all the floors, but it's worth it. Many of the messages make you think or laugh out loud. We left some notes too. And I hope that other people found them funny. Next time, I'd love to visit Hanoi Weekend Night Market. My friends say it's really cool.